Chapter 5. It happened, when all the kings of the Amorites, who were beyond the Jordan westward, and all the kings of the Canaanites who were by the sea, heard how the Lord had dried up the waters of the Jordan from before the children of Israel until we were passed over, that their hearts melted, neither was their spirit in them any more, because of the children of Israel. At that time the Lord said to Joshua, "Make flint knives, and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time." Joshua made himself flint knives, and circumcised the children of Israel at the hill of the foreskins. This is the cause why Joshua did circumcise all the people that came forth out of Egypt, who were males, even all the men of war, died in the wilderness by the way after they came forth out of Egypt. For all the people who came out were circumcised. But all the people who were born in the wilderness by the way as they came forth out of Egypt, they had not been circumcised. For the children of Israel walked 40 years in the wilderness, until all the nation, even the men of war who came forth out of Egypt, were consumed, because they didn't listen to the voice of the Lord, to whom the Lord swore that he wouldn't let them see the land which the Lord swore to their fathers that he would give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. Their children, whom he raised up in their place, them did Joshua circumcise, for they were uncircumcised, because they had not circumcised them by the way. It happened, when they had done circumcising all the nation, that they abode in their places in the camp until they were whole. The Lord said to Joshua, "This day have I rolled away the reproach of Egypt from off you." Therefore the name of that place was called Gilgal to this day. The children of Israel encamped in Gilgal, and they kept the Passover on the 14th day of the month, at even in the plains of Jericho. They ate of the produce of the land on the next day after the Passover, unleavened cakes and parched grain in the same day. The manna ceased on the next day, after they had eaten of the produce of the land. Neither had the children of Israel manna any more, but they ate of the fruit of the land of Canaan that year. It happened, when Joshua was by Jericho, that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, there stood a man over against him with his sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, "Are you for us, or for our adversaries?" He said, "No, but as prince of the host of the Lord, I am now come." Joshua fell on his face to the earth and did worship and said to him, "What says my Lord to his servant?" The prince of the Lord's host said to Joshua, "Put off your shoe from your foot, for the place whereon you stand is holy." Joshua did so.